In any case, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a man who is taking his fight for patient choice in healthcare to an Ontario court. That's up next on The Andrew Lawton Show on 980 CFPL. This is a really tragic case out of London. It was published originally by CTV News last night. It's a story about a 42-year-old London man named Roger Foley, who is suing the government so that he can have a home care team of his choosing instead of what the hospital is offered, which is basically medically assisted death. In his paperwork, he says the solution is assisted life. The lawyer representing Mr. Foley in his suit is a doctor himself, physician and lawyer, Dr. Ken Berger, who joins me on the line now. Good to talk to you, Dr. Berger. Thanks for joining me today.
Not a problem, Andrew. Good to be on your show.
So let's start off first with what is Mr. Foley's condition that has really led to him having to make these healthcare determinations in the first place?
Cerebellar ataxia. So it's a neurodegenerative disease that progresses slowly. Mr. Foley has unfortunately lost his ability to walk and requires a lot of assistance with activities of daily living.
And he is currently in the hospital, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And what is the prognosis that he's facing?
Well, the prognosis that he's facing is he has a progressive degenerative neurological disease that will continue to rob him of his physical function, and ultimately that puts him at substantial risk of premature death. So it is a grievous and irremediable condition that he has, and he is substantially suffering from it.
And what is it that he is actually looking for at this point? I mean, what would the ideal care situation be for Roger?
Well, Roger wants to control and manage his own care, to have a quality of life and a quality of care, and control who is coming to provide care for him so that he can control the time, he can control, the people that are involved. And he wants to have a very close and intimate relationship with the providers, because he is very impaired, and it's important that his needs be met. And unfortunately, to date, his needs have not been met. And the only way to meet his needs and relieve his substantial suffering is to tailor his needs to self-directed funding, which would allow him to hire his own workers that are qualified and committed and dedicated to him and are flexible to his needs.
And why is that not a no-brainer, that something like that is within the purview of a patient? I mean, we always hear about patient-focused care and patient-centered care. Why is that not automatically the way things can unfold?
Well, we all, as Canadians, have a right to choose our doctors, choose oftentimes the hospitals that we go to, but there are certain things that we have less choice or unfortunately we're given no choice. And something as important as caring for Roger during the last period of his severe illness, where he has the most severe type of impairment, He should have all the ability to select and control and manage that care, rather than the government imposing who is coming, what time they're coming, what they do.
Now, is this just a question of resources, the hospital or the sort of the government healthcare can only provide certain things on certain schedules, and that's why the government controls it as much as it does?
Look, I don't think that this case is about resource allocation. There are allegations of serious charter violations, and we believe that there's a merit to the case, and that is something that we term judiciable, that a court can decide the matters before them, for the very reason that we are already providing home care. $2 billion, I think, was earmarked as funding from the federal government to Ontario to provide home care. So the service is being provided. It just needs to be provided in a way that relieves Mr. Foley's substantial suffering. And that's pretty easy to do, in fact. And there would actually be cost savings to Canada and to the system if this was done. It's much cheaper having self-directed funding and having patients cared for at home rather than caring for them in a hospital setting.
I know that he had said that under the arrangement with the Southwest Local Health Integration Network, so the LHIN, he had been given wrong medications, he said. He had been provided food that gave him food poisoning, had workers fall asleep in the living room, had burners and appliances left on, there was even a fire. So there is no argument based on these allegations that the care provided has been adequate. Has there been, like, if the care was better, would this be an issue, do you think? If the care that he had been given was what anyone would expect?
Look, I think, first of all, I think you're going to have better care if there is choice I think that there's flexibility and there's a lack of rigidity. So Mr. Foley makes various assertions in his claims. There are factual assertions. Obviously, it's yet to be adjudicated in a court. But I think that there's a theme that one would expect that if someone else was managing the care and it wasn't someone that you managed and had control of, perhaps there would be more rushing to provide that care, or that they wouldn't go the extra mile to ensure that your suffering was relieved and you had the highest quality and dignified care. And that's the type of home care that Canadians deserve, and that's the type of home care that Mr. Foley needs, because his condition is very serious, and the current available system is not relieving the suffering, and I have no doubt that should Mr. Foley have been provided already with the self-directed funding, he would still be thriving in the community.
Now, I know there's a case that is still ongoing in British Columbia involving Dr. Brian Day about private surgery centers and private versus public health care. This case is not about public versus private, because I've seen some misrepresentation of it online. It's really just about patient-directed funding.
Right. It's about patient-directed funding of public health care. So it's not about private. And I think, Mr. Foley doesn't need 24/7 someone to be with him. He doesn't need somebody to be there with him when he's sleeping. Everyone has needs, and it's the fit between the needs and what you need to make available for publicly funded home care, and it will do a better job at keeping people outside of the hospital to save public dollars.
Joining me on the line is Dr. Ken Berger, a lawyer and a physician representing Londoner Roger Foley in his pursuit of really a fundamental change in the way that home care operates in the government. Thanks very much for coming on, Dr. Berger. Really good speaking to you.
Thank you.
All right. All the best, sir. We have got to take a break. We're going to actually be talking just after 2 o'clock today about home care, and that was something we had lined up irrespective of this case. This came out last night. The home care discussion we were going to have was really broader, and that is how, for all of the concerns and complaints that people have about hospital overcrowding, a lot of that could be done by improving access to home care. And it may be counterintuitive, because how does one-on-one care come out cheaper than someone in a hospital where you could have one nurse that deals with a few patients? It just does. And a lot of it is the opportunity cost as well. What could that bed be used for if a person who didn't fundamentally need it from a medical perspective wasn't occupying it? And that's what we see unfolding as far as a part of that narrative goes from my reading of the Foley case. When we come back, more of the Andrew Lawton Show here on Global News Radio 980 CFPL. Stay tuned.